Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
It's dark under here, Linda.
Yes. Here, have the torch.
Oh, thanks.
Goodness, what a mess. Someone's really going to have to sort it out.
What are we looking for?
A couple of stage flats. I was thinking they could easily double up as marble columns. We could have one on either side of the stage.
Oh, very classical.
Yes, well, I thought so. It'll give the whole thing a touch of grandeur. Perfect for Jim's recitation.
But what about Reese's Dylan Thomas bit?
Oh, well, the language is so sublime, it'll work, believe me.
If you say so. Now. Ah, hang on. Is that them?
They should be flat on the floor, quite near the front.
Yep, that's them. I'm going to have to crawl in.
Well, I'm afraid so. Oh, to have a proper prop store. The understage area is so restrictive.
Oh, well, needs must.
Well, Fallon, are you sure? It's good of you to give up your time, but with Mike and Vicky on family duties...
No, no problem. I'm not on till this evening, like I said.
Well, good.
It's nice to get away for a bit. Manic Christmas parties all the time.
Well, as you know, I am very grateful. If we can get the stage dressed this afternoon, it means Robert can get the lighting set up before we start rehearsals.
Oh, that makes sense.
I'm determined to have everything ready in good time. We've got Coriander and the family arriving on Christmas Eve.
Oh, lovely.
They're only here for 2 days. They'll be going back the day after Boxing Day.
It's all over so quickly.
Oh, I know. Which is why I want to relax and make the most of it.
Good for you.
Right, well, we've located the flats. Now, just before you brave it, can you see the pile of backcloths anywhere?
You think this is the place?
Well, the Civic Hall is over there, and there's the Golden Owl, near a mulled wine stall.
But is it the right one?
Well, I'm pretty sure.
You should have found out exactly. What if it's wrong? Look, there are two of them.
Oh, Pat, this is the right place.
It'll get crowded. It already is. Oh,
we'll be fine.
If they turn up and don't see us, they're not going to hang about.
We'll be standing right here. We'll see them.
I suppose we can always ring.
No. No, that would give the game away.
Oh, Tony.
They'll be here, I'm sure.
You should have insisted, made proper arrangements.
I wasn't in a position to insist on anything. He had a hard enough job getting Sharon to agree anyway.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure he did.
Oh, come on, Pat. She very nearly backed out completely. This is the way they want to do it. We have to go along with it.
Yes, all right.
Now, we've got loads of time, but why don't we have a wander round and look at the stalls?
I don't know.
Well, it's an hour nearly. Don't fancy standing around here freezing to death.
Well, what did they get here early? She was never one for timekeeping.
She was always late, if I remember. Not early.
Well, I want to be back here in plenty of time.
Well, we will be, I promise. Now, how about we go and look at some of those fantastic tree ornaments?
Oh.
We'll probably see something for Henry. Those wooden toys are gorgeous.
I don't think I'm in the mood, sorry.
Oh, Pat, we're here at a Christmas market. We might as well make the most of the opportunity.
Yes, all right.
I think it's going to look great.
Hope so.
I'll pop up with Harry sometime. Get Eddie's Christmas tree decorated.
That will be wonderful.
Yeah, we'll do it next week.
Perfect. Thank you, Fallon.
Right, if you can pass me up one end of the backcloth.
Right. You're right up there.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Good. Only I'm not brilliant on step ladders. Robert says I'm an accident waiting to happen. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Ooh.
You got it. Oh. I'll take the weight a bit. It's got little ties on it where you fix them to the bar.
Oh, yeah, I see them.
It's a bit grubby, I'm afraid. Never mind, it'll do us another season.
Well, it should be fine when it's lit.
Mm.
Filthy up here, though.
Yes, bound to be. I'm sorry.
How's the food operation coming along?
Oh, fine. Ian's got everything well under control.
Oh, in which case, it'll go like clockwork.
He says I should think of the food courses as performers, writing their cues and exits like all the others.
Oh, does that mean they'll be at rehearsals? Yummy.
Well, the whole thing's going to need split-second timing. That means you and your team.
Yeah, we're up for it. Don't worry.
Good. The food's all going onto trolleys. As you take one course out, Ian and Kathy are going to be working on the next one.
Oh, cool.
It should work.
Told all my lot to wear black and white, did I say?
Excellent. That should go well with the little Christmas favours I've got in mind for them.
Oh, do you need a hand with those?
Well, if you've got time, Fallon, that will be a great help.
No problem.
Thank you.
Right. We need to move the steps along a bit.
Oh, yes, fine. And then after this, we can have a little treat. I've got a flask of coffee down here.
Oh, great.
And Ian brought me some little French sacristan to try. He's thinking of making them part of his sweet course.
Sacristan? What are they?
Little pastries made with almonds.
Give them a try then, thanks.
Believe me, they're delicious.
What time is it?
Just gone 5:30.
They're not going to show up, I know it.
They'll be here.
How can you know that?
Well, like I said, she was always late.
Yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
I'm pleased with the little glass angels, aren't you? They're going to look stunning on the tree.
They should do.
And I can see Henry's face now. He's going to love them.
His first Christmas. We've got to make it a good one.
Oh, we will, don't we?
Not that he'll remember any of it, of course.
Maybe we should look round the rest of the stalls afterwards. We haven't seen any of those on the other side of the square. Everyone thinks we're at Birmingham Christmas Market today, after all.
Yes, OK.
We might as well do it properly.
True. Oh! Tony! Look!
Where?
Over there! Oh, Tony! It's him!
It's going to be mad. We're meeting up in the pub and getting picked up by a stretch limo.
How wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, Fallon, this looks fine. Oh. I'll wait it at the bottom to stretch it.
Oh, let's have a look.
Ta-da!
Oh, good choice. Yeah, nice bland snowy scene. Once we've got the tree and the lights up, it'll look great.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Fallon. You've been such a help.
Yeah, that's no probs. What was that about coffee?
Oh, yes. It's just over here.
Oh, brilliant.
I must say, I'm ready for a cup.
Oh, it looks great, doesn't it, from here?
Oh, yes, indeed. A job well done. I can go home and relax before Robert and I go off to the candlelit carols at Darrington this evening.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I'm sure it will be. Now, tell me more about Nick's hen night. Stretch limo, you say?
Yeah, pink one. With bar and music.
Oh.
Plus a poncy driver. How brilliant is that?
Oh, how delightfully vulgar.
Yeah. Well, Reese offered to come along as our cocktail barman. I told him he wouldn't be safe with us lot.
Oh, dear. There you are.
Oh.
No sugar, I'm afraid.
No, that's fine. Cheers. No, we're going to be partying all the way to Borchester, then into Jack's for cocktails and food.
Oh, does Kenton know what he's in for?
I doubt it. He's given us his best table.
Right. And after that?
Back in the limo to be whisked across town to a club. Serious partying will then take place.
Sounds like a wonderful night.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Mm. Does Nick know what you're doing?
Yeah, we planned it together.
I see.
Poor girl's about to marry a gamekeeper. She deserves a bit of glitz. Be all mud and feathers from now on.
Well, I hope you all have a great time.
Oh, we'll do our best.
Now, try one of Ian's sacristan.
Ooh, ta-ha. Mmm. Mm. Wow, that's gorgeous.
Mmm, they are, aren't they?
Mmm. So you've got lots of little rehearsals going on.
Mmm, that's right. And now they'll all know what space they've got to work in.
Ah, good.
I do hope everyone's going to cooperate, Fallon. I know it's a busy time of year.
Hello. Hello, Sharon.
I don't believe it. Pat and Tony Archer.
Good gracious.
Sharon.
What are you doing in Leeds?
We've come for the Christmas market. How about you?
Well, I live here now. Eamon, these are some people I know from way back, from Borsetshire. Pat and Tony.
Oh, hi.
This is Eamon, my husband.
Hi.
Hello, Eamon. Hi.
And this is our son, Rich.
Hello, Rich.
Hi.
Hello, young man. Nice to meet you.
So, How are you both? Keeping well?
We're fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
And how's Kylie?
She's fine, thanks. At uni now.
Is she? Oh, you've got a clever sister then, Rich.
Yeah, she's loads older than me.
They get along well, though, eh?
Oh, good, good. So, where is she at uni?
Lancaster. She likes it there.
Oh, other side of the Pennines, then.
Yeah.
They're nice enough people. They don't have the cricketers, though. Not like here, eh, Rich?
Oh, do you play cricket?
Yeah, I got a training. Some of us have been in the county trials.
Really? Oh, well done.
Thanks. It was great.
Our son's a cricketer, isn't he, Tony?
Yeah, yeah. Takes after his old man. So, what are you, Rich? Batsman or bowler?
Bowler. Pace.
Gosh, that's impressive. And what else are you interested in?
Any sport, really. And science.
Science, eh?
Biology, mainly. Quite fancy being a wildlife conservationist.
Yeah, we watch all the films, don't we, son?
Yeah. We've got something to eat now.
Yeah, yeah. We'd better get on.
Good. I'm starving.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you take Rich over to that burger place we were looking at earlier, Eamon. We were a bit late getting here, you see.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Rich.
Look, you two go on. I'll catch you up in a minute.
Okay, love. We'll see you in a mo.
See ya.
There, you've seen him. Are you happy now?
He's a lovely boy.
You don't have to sound so surprised.
Well, we're not. Of course not. He's a credit to you.
Me and Eamon.
Oh, Sharon, thank you.
I don't want thanking. It's done now, anyway.
I don't suppose there's any chance.
Oh, don't play games with me, Pat. You agreed with Eamon. One meeting and that's it.
Yes, we did. And we'll stick to it.
I hope so.
Oh, we will. Don't worry.
If he ever asks about his dad and his grandparents, we'll tell him, right?
Yes. Okay.
But until that happens, we're saying nothing. It's entirely up to him.
We understand.
Right. Well, if you'll excuse me...
Just tell me one thing. Did he take your husband's name? Phillips?
Yeah, he did.
Richard Phillips?
No, not Richard. Rich is his nickname. His name's John.
Where are you up to?
In the shift those ewes out of Blacklands. We'll be spreading slurry in there.
Have you checked the slurry pit?
Yeah, I've been down there this morning. Got a horrible feeling that the badgers have got at it again.
Oh, no, really?
Well, I can't be certain. I'll have to see what Clem says tomorrow.
What are we going to do, David?
Well, there's not a lot we can do. We'll keep on tankering out the muck and hope we don't get too much rain. One flash flood and we're in trouble.
And all the time the badgers could be making the leak worse.
That's about the size of it.
Great thing to have hanging over us at Christmas.
Yeah. Love, you couldn't give me a hand with the ewes, could you?
David, I was looking forward to me breakfast.
Well, it'll only take about 20 minutes.
If you knew how cold it was in the parlour this morning.
Well, this little job will warm you up nicely.
Oh, go on then.
Great. Ah, another helper. It'll make the job even quicker.
Save me dropping off the Bridge Farm Christmas cards.
Morning!
Morning, Tom.
Hey, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I brought you those burgers.
Great. The kids are going to be hugely relieved.
There you go.
Thanks a lot.
Brilliant. Tom, is there any chance of your mum and dad getting to the NFU lunch on Thursday? Do you know?
I've no idea. I wouldn't have thought so.
Oh, well.
They were out at the German market in Birmingham yesterday.
Oh, nice. Did they buy lots of Christmassy stuff?
I imagine so. Haven't really seen them since.
All right.
I think they enjoyed it, though. They certainly needed a break.
Right, well, I'll just put these in the freezer.
Okay.
And I've got some cards for you to take back, Tom.
Oh, great. Thanks, Ruth. So, how are things, David? Everything sorted for Christmas?
Yeah, pretty much.
I couldn't help noticing you've been spreading slurry for a couple of days.
Yeah. We've had a problem with the slurry pit. We're working on it, though.
Oh, right.
Tom, you couldn't spare us 20 minutes, could you? Only we've got a bunch of ewes to move.
Oh, hello, love. You're still here. Thought you'd be in the dairy by now.
Oh, Susan should be all right.
The cows seem to be doing well on that silage. Remember we were worried about it?
Yeah.
Actually milking better than the analysis. Must be the clover, I suppose. Pat?
I can't forget his smile, Tony.
Yeah, me too.
It was John. Right down to the little lines at the corner of his mouth.
Yeah, I know.
So much about him was John. I think I'll buy him a little present.
Oh, no, Pat.
No, nothing expensive. Just a little stocking filler.
No, I honestly don't think that's a good idea. We made an agreement.
We've seen him, Tony. John's boy.
Yeah, I know, love.
There's a part of him still out there in the world.
Whatever we may have thought about Sharon, he's a real credit to her.
Yes, he is.
I can't believe he's a cricketer. Well...
I know. She gave him John's name. It means a lot to me.
Yeah. Tells us something about her too. She must have really loved John after all.
Yeah. Makes me feel just a little bit better about her. I'm so glad to have seen him. I wish we could have told him where we are.
Yes, well, we'll just have to be patient. But we're so lucky to have met him, Pat.
Yes, we are.
We must just hope that one day he'll ask and come and find us.
Oh, Tony, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It would.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's all right, love.
Morning.
Oh, hello, love.
Morning. Oh, hello, Henry. You look bright and breezy.
Oh, we've been up for a while. I've got the new artwork for Ambridge Organics.
Oh, great.
There you go. I must say, I think it's all brilliant.
Oh, thanks.
Let me just get this little chap sorted out and we'll go through them. Mum, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine, love. I can't wait to see these designs. They're going to be crucial to our relaunch. So, we've got to get them right.
Go on, in you go. That's it.
Oh, that's great. Thanks a lot, both of you.
No problem.
Yeah, any time.
So, that's where the next lot of slurry's going then, is it? Blacklands?
Yeah, we're spreading it as thinly as we can, given the time of year.
Yeah, to minimise the risk of leaching.
Of course.
Blacklands is one of the driest fields we've got, and it's a long way from the Am, which is more to the point.
And you're using Home Farm as well?
Yeah. We've got to. It's about spreading the stuff widely.
Ooh, not a great situation, is it?
You can say that again.
So it's definitely badgers that caused the leak.
So Clem Porter says. Do you know him?
I've heard of him. He's got a good reputation.
Well, he's coming out again tomorrow, and I've got a horrible feeling he's going to tell us it's worse.
That's seriously bad luck.
Yeah. Whatever the outcome's going to cost us, that's for sure.
Which is just about the last thing we need after the year we've had.
Mm. Hasn't been wonderful.
What, the dairy herd?
Yeah. We've had yield problems, and we're not exactly sure why.
That's dairy farming, eh? Not an exact science.
Mm. Well, hopefully we've come through the worst of it. We could have done without this slurry problem.
I'll bet.
Well, I guess we'll muddle through, like we always do.
And at least the milk price has crept up a bit.
So Josh keeps reminding me.
Oh, he takes an interest then.
Yeah. He's forever checking prices online. He says the global situation is quite favourable.
Good for Josh.
Yeah, he keeps reading about farmers going out of dairy, though, and I think he's afraid it's going to happen to us.
Well, it's not, is it?
Well, I hope not. Can't go on like this, though, can we, love?
No, but hopefully we've turned the corner.
Still, beef's doing okay, so are the sheep, so it's not all doom and gloom.
I'm glad to hear it.
Still something to be said for mixed farming, just like my dad used to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you feel like getting away from it all, it's Will Grundy's stag night on Thursday.
Oh, oh. I don't think so, thanks.
Oh, come on!
What are they planning, do you know?
A comedy club in Felpersham, and I think there's a curry in there somewhere.
Oh, there you are, David, a curry and a good laugh. What more do you want?
I'll settle for a DVD and an early night.
Oh, well, if you change your mind, give us a call.
Yeah, all right. Don't hold your breath, though.
Now, do you think we could go back? I'm still waiting for me breakfast.
I have to say, I'm really pleased with them.
Yeah.
They're good.
When I first looked, I wasn't too sure. It seemed a bit folksy to me.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Well, nothing at all, but it's not where we are as a brand.
True.
But then I thought, no, it's cleverer than that. It's actually very modern as a design.
Yeah, they're very clean lines. Look at the trees.
Yeah, exactly. It avoids that slick corporate look, which always seems slightly patronising. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I think so.
I love the colour.
Yeah, so do I. It's very strong.
So, are we going to go with this?
Tom and I both like them. It's up to you two, really.
Well, I'm happy. How about you, Pat?
Yeah, they're fine.
Great. I'll give them the go-ahead, then. We haven't got a huge amount of time. We're going for a late January launch.
Not when you take out Christmas and the New Year.
Exactly.
Sales aren't too bad at the moment, are they?
Pretty good, considering the general state of the high street.
Oh, good.
We're up at the moment. Kirsty reckons there's quite a few people buying organic as a Christmas treat.
Meaning it won't last into next year?
Probably not, which is why we need the relaunch.
Well, it's not a bad time. People are starting to think about healthy eating, especially after Christmas.
It's all to play for, definitely.
So well done, you and Tom.
What for?
All your enthusiasm. We appreciate it, don't we, Tony?
Yeah, absolutely.
If anyone's going to make it work, it'll be you two.
We'll give it a good shot anyway.
Good for you.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got young stock to see too.
See you at lunchtime then, Tony.
Yes, all right. Well done, Helen.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
See you later, then.
See you. Can I ask you a favour, Mum?
Of course you can.
We're popping into the shop later on. Would you mind looking after Henry while I get ready?
Of course.
Oh, thanks. Shouldn't be too long. About 20 minutes tops.
Thanks again, Tom. Much appreciated.
Anytime. Right, I'd best be off then. I hope you get it all sorted.
Oh, thanks. Oh, Tom, before you go.
Yeah?
Thinking about badges. You remember Oliver Sterling's idea, a local vaccination scheme for TB?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I said I'd raise it at the NFU lunch, see what support it might pick up from the local livestock fraternity.
Well, you know, I'd definitely be interested. And so would Mum and Dad.
Ah, that's what I thought. Anyway, if there's a bit of support, we'll probably call some sort of meeting in the new year.
OK.
Oliver's costing it all up and having a look at the training we'd need to provide.
Well, let me know how it all goes. OK?
Yep, oh well. Why I'm expending all this energy on an animal that's doing its best to ruin our business, I don't know.
Oh, it's because you're all hearts, David. I'll see you both.
See you, Tom.
Cheers, Tom. Thanks again for the help.
No problem.
Right. Breakfast.
Thanks, love. It was a great help.
Is there anything you need from the shop? I'll be going down later for some stamps and things.
You won't forget Auntie Chris's birthday.
It's on me list. I'll get a nice card to go with the book.
Thanks, love.
And tonight we need to do the rest of the Christmas cards, right?
Oh, yeah, okay.
No more excuses. I'll be telling the boys the same thing.
Good.
No TV, no games, not till everyone's done their cards.
No, quite right.
And that includes you. There's no going down the pub either.
Oh.
Shall we turn over? See what's on the next page? Oh, look. Two big ducks. A white one and a brown one.
Hi, Mum. Hello, hi. Henry.
Hi, Tom.
I thought you'd be in the dairy.
Yeah, everyone keeps telling me that.
Oh, sorry.
I will be as soon as Helen comes down. What's on the next page? Oh, look. A big black dog. He's very pleased with himself, isn't he?
Oh, Henry, isn't he lovely? I've just been over to Brookfield, delivering their burger packs. And there's your card.
Oh, thanks.
So, what do you think of the new artwork? Has Helen shown you?
Yeah, it's very good. We both like it.
Oh, great. We'll give them the thumbs up then.
Hey, Henry, what's the next animal in your book?
Shall we have a look? Oh, my goodness. A great big bull.
Wow, a Charolais.
Very big and fierce, isn't he?
By the way, I think our new neighbour's moved in, Ilona's husband.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I'm guessing. But there was a van outside most of yesterday and some guy was carrying stuff in. We never got to meet him, though.
Do you want another page, Henry? Oh, let's see, shall we? A goat.
At least she's got her bloke for Christmas and she'll be happy.
Yes. That's all that really matters, having your family around you.
And you have, haven't you, Mum?
Yes. Hey, come on. I know it's not been a brilliant year, but the important thing is we're all here together, aren't we? And we're going to have a great Christmas. Yes.
So, anyway, I told Tracy we need her here on Christmas morning.
Yeah.
She was talking about going over to see Dad and Gary. Walk up with them in time for the do.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Oh, Neil, there'll be 101 things to do and you and I are going to be at church.
Well, if you're talking about party food, I thought the idea was to make it the night before.
Well, as much as I can, yeah, but Tracy's going to get a list of jobs and she'll have to do them. It's a three-line whip.
You didn't talk about a date for them to move out, I don't suppose.
Oh, Neil.
I'm just asking.
I told you, we'll get Christmas out of the way first, and then we can talk about that.
Yeah, all right, love.
To be fair, she's been very helpful over this past couple of weeks. She's managed to get Dad and Gary a bit organised, which is no mean feat.
You can say that again. Anyway, here's Jazza with my load of straw.
Where's it from, Tom?
Yeah, he did it for a good price. Should see us through the winter.
Right, well, I'll let you get on then.
Okay, love.
I'm off over to Dad's. We're going to try and make the place a bit festive, you know me and Tracy.
You've got a job on there.
Well, we'll give it a try anyway. Oh, and I'll be stopping off at Clary's to give them their card. Huh? Oh, am I glad I took the day off.
Right you are then, love.
So much to do. I'll see you later then, love.
Mm-hmm.
Afternoon, Jazza.
Hiya, Susan. Ever left you enough room?
Oh, yeah. I think I can squeeze by.
I like the wee Santa on your back, Wendy.
Oh, fun, isn't he? Neil doesn't approve.
Ach, you're an old Scrooge, Neil Carter.
Yeah, I know.
See ya.
See ya.
Yeah, bye, love.
Right then, boss. Where do you want this lot unloaded?
Back up in the barn, can you? We'll shove it in the end bay.
I'll do that. And I better be getting myself in the village hall for my rehearsal.
Rehearsal?
I'm doing a number in Linda Snell's extravaganza. She's after a seasonal song for my homeland.
Do you know any?
Plenty.
Well, which one are you going for?
Oh, it's a morality song, in a manner of speaking. Oh, I think it'll go down pretty well.
Come on in.
Baby.
Oh, hello, Susan. Excuse the mess.
Oh, that's all right. Doing the turkeys today.
Yeah, sorry you got to see all this.
Oh, don't be silly.
A mucky old job. But brings in the money.
Of course. Only pop round to drop your card. Got the day off, so I'm trying to get everything done.
Oh, thank you. Put it on the side, can you?
Yeah, up here.
Yeah, that's lovely. Got time for a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah, I should think so.
I have to ask you to put the kettle on.
Yeah, of course. I don't want to hold you up, though.
No, you won't do that. Nice to have some company. As long as you've got a strong stomach.
Goodness, I'm not upset by the sight of a few turkey guts.
Good.
So, are you all ready for Christmas?
Not really, no. So much to do, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, it's always the same.
But I'm looking forward to it, I must say. We've got William and Co coming round for Christmas dinner.
Oh.
And Edward's lot's coming over for tea.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Yeah, lovely. Then, of course, we got the wedding to look forward to.
Oh, yes.
So excited. Oh. Hey, just have a look in the cupboard before you sit down.
Well, no.
Yeah, go on, have a peep.
What am I looking for?
Cake. What do you think?
Oh, Clary, it's gorgeous.
You like it?
Oh, yes, it's wonderful. You've done the icing.
Yeah, made the flowers and everything.
Well done. Oh, clever.
Well, wanted to do my best for them. They deserve it.
Oh, it's Nick's hen party this week, isn't
yeah,
it?
And William's stag, both on the same night.
I hope they know what they're in for in Borchester.
Yeah, and Felpersham. That's where the boys is going, comedy club.
As long as they all enjoy themselves.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Emma was invited.
Oh, was she?
She turned it down, of course.
Yeah, right.
Oh, as she said, so many things to do at this time of year. You've got to draw the line somewhere.
Awesome stage set, ladies.
Thank you, Jazza.
I'll definitely wear my kilt.
Oh, hear that, Linda.
Well, wear whatever you feel comfortable in. Now then, shall we make a start?
I think we should, yes.
So if you'd like to carry on, Jazza, in your own time.
You want me to sing now?
When you're ready.
There's no music.
Oh, not this afternoon, no.
No, on the night you'll have a piano accompanist, Patrick Hennessy.
He won't know the song.
No, he'll have either sheet music or a recording.
You're recording it?
Well, you don't mind, do you?
You're not going to put it on the web.
Oh, no. It's simply so Vicky and I can listen to it a few times, and then we'll be in a position to give you some useful feedback.
Well, I'm used to feedback.
Well, there you are, then.
Well, it's never useful, and they don't usually wait till I've finished.
OK, we're running. Off you go then, Jazza.
I woke up with... Sorry, ladies. I need some water.
What you need is fewer cigarettes.
I won't be a minute.
No worry. Right, who's next on our list, Vicky? Rhys Williams, he's due at 3. And we need the Buttons music, don't we? Do we know what they require?
Yes, actually, Mrs. Budden is very organised. I've put it on here.
Good, let's hear it then.
Now then, I think this is it. There we are.
Yes, well, that's very evocative, isn't it?
Well, I'm still worried about Jim. His recital from Virgil.
Ah, well, don't be.
But he's the only one who isn't rehearsing.
That's because he needs the right technical backup, which he's getting sorted himself.
And you're happy to leave it like that?
Very happy.
Oh, well.
Take my word for it, Vicky. Jim will be fine.
Well, if you say so.
Ah, Jazza.
Ready when you are, ladies.
One moment. OK, we're running. Off you go then, Jazza.
Right. I woke up with an aching head, as usual. I can't remember going to bed, as usual. Oh, my stomach's feeling awfully queer.
Oh, dear.
I've got a thunderstorm in my left ear. It must have been that Shire's beer. As usual. Always suck the drink up.
It's been a funny old year. Shan't be sorry to see it go.
No, me neither.
Lost my job. Can't see me ever getting another one.
Oh, of course you will.
No, I don't kid myself. I'm on the scrap heap as far as paid work's concerned.
You don't know that, Clary, not for sure.
Well, anyway, couldn't have got off to a worse start, could it, with what happened to poor Nigel Pargeter?
It hasn't been a brilliant year, I'll give you that.
Oh, Susan, whatever must you think of me? Going on like that, and you've lost your mum.
Oh, it's all right, Clary.
Me and my big mouth.
I do miss her, though.
Of course you do.
Coming so close to Christmas, all the memories come flooding back.
They must do.
Mum in her pinny, slaving away in that kitchen from 6 o'clock in the morning.
She were a grafter, your mum.
She was. And she got little enough back for it in a lifetime.
Oh, Susan.
Well, this Christmas it'll be down to Tracy and me to play that role. Looking after Dad and the others. I'm glad, really.
It's what we do, isn't it?
Well, at least it keeps me busy. Otherwise I'd probably just sit down and cry.
Yeah, I know.
Still, there's lots of good things happen too, eh? We mustn't forget that.
Number one being we've both got a lovely granddaughter, little Kira Susan.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how happy I were when Emma and Edward asked me to be childminder. Temporary, anyway.
I can't think of anyone better.
Oh, there's Eddie with my last load.
Oh, goodness, look at the time. I'm supposed to be at my dad's.
Well, thanks for looking in. I enjoyed our chat.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And if I don't see you before Christmas, have a lovely time.
I'm sorry, Jazza, there's no way you can perform that one.
Why not?
Why not? It's quite inappropriate, that's why not. What do you think, Vicky?
I agree with you.
What's wrong with it?
Well, I'm not saying it's not funny in its way. It's just, it's not right for our show.
Exactly. We are a family show, a celebration of life.
So is my song. The guy's woke up and he's glad to be alive.
Well, he's lucky to be alive the amount he's been drinking.
There you are, then, a celebration.
Don't you know any other songs?
I know plenty.
I don't think you'd like them any better.
What we want is a nice cheerful number. Something Christmassy. Well,
it's home and horizontal. That's popular where I come from.
I don't think so.
No, something more traditional.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, ladies, but in my family we're no other interested in the White Heather Club.
Oh, pity.
So if you think I'm going to stand there singing Donald Wears Your Trousers, you've got another thing coming.
Oh, look at this lot, Neil. Hmm? There's about 20 cards here. They haven't even bothered to open them.
Oh, are they all from round your dad's?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why we bother. Pour us a cup of tea, can you?
Yeah, okay.
We did our best to make it Christmassy over there, but it's an uphill struggle.
It wouldn't have been if your mum was here.
No. Anyway, Tracy brought some holly over. Mm-hmm. We put a few sprigs round and sprayed them silver. Found the old streamers. Didn't look too bad.
Oh, well done.
By the time we left, even Dad had noticed, which is something.
Yeah, tis love. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Oh, there's one here addressed to Ivy and Bert. They obviously haven't heard. Oh, Ken and Mavis Buller. Haven't heard of them before.
Yeah, nor have I.
Dear Ivy and Bert, wishing you a very happy Christmas. Hope to catch up in the new year. Oh, Neil.
Yeah, I know, love, I know.
I'll have to write to him.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, if I think back on Christmases when I was little, there was always a lot of shouting and scrapping. That's what my lot were like.
Mm. Yeah, I can imagine.
And in the middle of it, there was my mum, trying to keep everyone happy, making it all work.
Ah, she was lovely.
Didn't matter how bad things were, if Dad was out of work again, she always saw to it that Clive got his electric cars and I got my Bay City roller stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know how she managed it, but she did.
Yeah. Salt of the earth, your mum.
She was, Neil. That's why we've got to make sure everyone has a good time. Think we can?
Yeah, I'm sure we can. We'll do it for your mum.
Yeah.
Good morning, Jill. They look gorgeous.
Hello, Lillian. They're for Christine. It's her special lunch.
Oh, yes, the big 8-0.
We're all off to Grey Gables. Well, I say all. It's only a little group, really. Just Peggy Shuler and me.
Very select.
And Jim Lloyd, of course.
Oh, lucky Jim. Lunching with such a bevy of beauties. He must think it's Christmas come early.
I don't know about that.
It's all parties at the minute. Bran and Jenny are having a little do tonight.
Is that the one for their staff?
Well, it is really, but Matt and I are going along to make up numbers.
That's nice.
Do you remember when a party for the farm staff meant dozens of people?
Of course I do. It's all very sad.
Yeah, now there's so few of them, they have to get in rent a crowd like me and Matt.
Well, enjoy yourselves anyway.
Thanks, we will. You know, Jenny's going to be a busy hostess. There's a New Year's Day shoot on the Monday.
Yes, that's another hardy perennial.
But fair play, they're setting some time aside for Rory, including a trip to the Panto in Felpersham.
Oh, really? Do you know what they're seeing?
It's Cinderella, I think it is, with some comic from the telly.
You'll love that.
Yes, I'm sure he will. Now, on the subject of parties...
Not another one.
That's all right, all right. This one's not till the new year. Pat's 60th.
Oh.
We're throwing a party for her at the Dyer House, Matt and I.
That's nice.
You'll be getting an invitation, of course, when we get round to sending them out.
Oh, I look forward to it. We need some cheering up at that time of the year.
Yes, well, here's your chance. Assuming Pat approves of the idea, of course.
You mean you haven't asked her yet?
Not yet, no.
Oh.
But I'm planning to put that right this very morning.
How much more do you want?
Better cut one more box, I think.
Okay.
Does well in the shop at this time of the year, Swiss chard. Anyway, I appreciate your help, Pat. It's going to be manic for the rest of the week.
Well, to be honest, it's great to be out here. Makes a nice change from the dairy.
Oh, fine. Oh, Tom's sales figures are looking pretty good. He was showing me this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Overall, month on month, he's running about 7% up this year.
Well done, him. Well,
that new branding certainly seems to have paid off, Touchwood.
I'm not sure how we managed it, Tony, but all our offspring seem to have turned into pretty good entrepreneurs.
Oh, they certainly have.
Starting with John.
Oh, yes. Couldn't wait to get trading, could he? Remember him selling those football cards in the playground?
As if I could forget.
And that head teacher got really sniffery about it. Nowadays, they'd give him a Young Business Award. Pat?
Sorry.
Oh, that's okay, love.
It's just that we know so little about him. I know that he's good at science, and he likes cricket, like John.
Yes.
We don't even know what he's doing for Christmas.
Well, Pat, just a little while ago, we didn't even know he existed.
No, I know. I've got to stop it. Be grateful for what we have got.
I think...
What? Tell me.
Well, it's hard to say it, but I think we've got to focus on what we've got here. Be glad that young Rich is there, as you say, but, well, I'm worried that Tom and Helen are going to notice if we don't pull ourselves together. Then they'll start asking questions.
That's the last thing we need.
Look, it's Christmas, Pat. Let's make it as good as we can for everyone, especially Henry.
Yes.
Ah, there you are. I've finally tracked you down.
Lillian.
Hello, Lillian. Nice to see you.
And you. Now, I don't want to interrupt your sterling efforts to get the nation fed this Christmas, but would it set back the campaign irrevocably if you took a coffee break?
How are you getting on?
Oh, hello, Mum. Do you think that's enough straw?
Oh, plenty, I'd have thought.
Maybe I'll put a bit more down. We want him to be nice and comfy.
He will be. He'll think he's come to a luxury hotel.
I've got him a bag of carrots. Special treat for when he's settling in.
How about a box of chocolates?
Don't be silly, Mum.
Sorry.
The way I see it is if I look after him, he'll look after me when we're out hunting. We'll both look out for each other.
It's good thinking.
I'm sure Dad would have agreed.
Yes, I think he would.
That's how he was with Topper.
What time's Auntie Shula coming over?
When she's finished lunch with Auntie Christine. About 3:30, she said.
Ah, good. Well, she'll tell us if we've forgotten anything.
She's meant to be bringing the new bridal.
Oh, I'm sure she will then.
I don't think I'll put it on Casper today. He'll probably want to settle in first.
Yeah, I expect so.
Maybe tomorrow, if he isn't too tired.
Now, do you fancy a bit of lunch, or are you too busy?
I'll have some lunch, please. But it better not be too long.
We were talking about your 60th, me and Matt, and we thought we can't let a milestone event like that pass without a celebration.
Well, we were thinking much the same, weren't we, Pat?
We'd like to throw a party at the Dower House in your honour.
Oh, Lillian, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, nonsense. We need a good party. Now, I reckon we can accommodate about 60 in comfort. Does that sound all right with you?
Well, that would be great, wouldn't it, love?
Yes, wonderful.
Well, if you can let me have a list, ASAP, I'll get the invitations out. We haven't got a huge amount of time.
No problem.
Yes.
Matt and I thought a simple fork supper. Are you happy with that?
Sounds wonderful.
Right, that's settled. Oh, it's going to be great fun.
I hope.
Your birthday comes at that rather dismal time of year, if you don't mind me saying so.
No, no.
Christmas and New Year are long gone, but the winter's still got ages to go. The long, dark nights and all that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
A good party in January. Do us all the world a good.
It will. Thank you. Oh, excuse me a minute. Hi, Helen. No problem. Right, hang on a second. Sorry. Mind if I take this in the other room?
No, darling, you go ahead. No, that's fine.
Shout me a minute.
Tony, you would say if you didn't want this party.
Yes, of course I would. I think it's a great idea.
And Pat?
Well, we both do. It's very kind of you to go to all that trouble.
Well, like I said, we'd be delighted. As long as it's what Pat wants.
She'll be thrilled. And in my opinion, it'll do her the world of good.
My
goodness, what a smart loose box.
Isn't it just?
Hi, Aunt Sheila.
Hello.
Hi, Grandma.
I've popped over to see your mum, but I thought I ought to look at Casper's new quarters while I'm here.
Well, here they are.
5-star luxury by the look of it.
It's his home. He deserves the best.
Quite right, too.
The whole box has been pressure washed and scrubbed.
By you, I hope.
Of course. And that's all new varnish on the rails.
I can see it is.
Did you bring my new bridle, Aunt Sheila?
Yes. Do you want me to get it from the car?
Maybe we'd better finish off here first.
Good idea.
Well, I'll leave you to your work. Do you know where I'll find Mum Freddy?
She should be by the lake somewhere. She wanted to check something down there.
OK, thank you. Good luck with Casper.
Thanks, Grandma.
I'll see you later, Sheila.
OK, Mum. Now then, we've got about an hour, haven't we, until he gets here?
Yeah, but everything's ready.
This is only the start. I'm sure you know that. This is when the hard work begins.
It isn't work, looking after Casper.
Oh, you might not always feel like that.
Yes, I will.
Well, what about on a freezing cold winter's morning, when you have to get up early and see to him before you go to school?
Won't bother me. I'm looking forward to it.
That's the spirit.
It's going to be brilliant.
And I expect Gareth will keep an eye on things when you're at school.
He will.
Now then, we're going to need some hay in that rack.
Just what I was going to do.
And I think you might have put down a tiny bit too much straw.
Have I? I want him to be comfortable.
I know. But if it's too deep, he might not be able to get up. You wouldn't want that, would you?
No, definitely.
Besides, it's expensive stuff, straw.
So, shall I take some out?
Yeah, might be a good idea. Just a bit.
Is there anything else?
Nope. Once that's done, I'd say you've made his home just about perfect.
It looks stunning, doesn't it? The lights twinkling away on the island.
It does. I remember the first time we switched them on. I almost cried, they looked so beautiful.
I know what you mean.
And Nigel said such a lovely thing. He hoped that when the visitors went home, they'd feel a little bit better about the world.
I'm sure they do.
So how was the lunch?
Lovely. A really happy occasion.
And was Auntie Chris in good form?
Very good form. She'd had a call from Peter in Berlin to wish her a happy birthday.
Oh, well done, Peter.
And he's promised to take her to a show in London in the new year when he's back in the UK.
That's nice.
And Jim treated us all to champagne at the start.
Lucky you.
So, as you can imagine, we were all very jolly. Jim's gone back with Chris for tea.
Do you want some tea?
Oh, no, thank you. I've done very well.
We can easily pop over to the orangery.
No, no, you're busy. I just wanted to pass on a bit of news, that's all.
Yes?
It's about the new year. January the 2nd, to be exact.
Yes?
I bumped into Lillian this morning. Apparently, Jenny's taking Rory to the pantomime in Felpersham.
On that day?
That's it. They're doing Cinderella. I suddenly thought of Lillian and Freddy. I'm sure they'd enjoy it, too.
I'm sure they would.
So why don't we all go? My treat.
Mum, that would be wonderful.
Good. I'll book the ticket, shall I?
Yes, please.
Right. I'll do that.
Thanks, Mum.
Pleasure. I like a good panto.
Mum!
He's here!
What, Casper?
Yes, they got here early. He's already in his new home.
Well, in that case, we'd better come over and welcome him, hadn't we?
He seems quite happy already.
I'm not surprised. It's a lovely stable. Hi, Sheila.
Hello. Exciting, isn't it?
Very. Hello, Casper. Welcome to Lower Loxley.
Can you pass me a carrot, Aunt Sheila?
Okay. There you go.
Thanks. Here you are, Casper. And mind my fingers, please.
Oh, hello, Casper. I hope you're going to like it here.
He will do.
He looks perfectly at home. And he's only been here 5 minutes.
We're going to have a great time, you and me, Casper.
I'm sure you will.
It's brilliant, isn't it, Mum? I just wish Dad was here.
Oh, Freddy?
Of course you do. We all do, darling.
Well,
I had to change the plans a bit when I knew you were going to be late.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Oh, no, it's no problem. Called Tom, told him we were on our way.
Ah, cheers.
It's no bother. I think I'll leave the car in town, get a cab home.
Yeah, good plan.
No, I'm looking forward to it.
As long as everyone enjoys themselves.
So what held you up, anyway?
Oh, we had a big shoot on. Yeah, the last one before Christmas. Brian was fretting about how he was going to go.
Was it okay?
Well, put it like this. Everyone went home happy, especially me.
Yeah?
Yeah. What do you think of that?
Blimey, you've been raiding the piggy bank.
Yeah, that's all tips. The regulars knew I was getting married, so they were generous.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Now, we had a lot of clearing up to do, though. By the time I'd finished my rounds, it was gone 1:30.
Oh, we've had a busy time, too, over at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah, deck the hall. Yeah. So how's it going?
Oh, it's fantastic. We were worried numbers might be down, with the recession and everything, but if anything, they're up a bit.
Oh, great.
Oh, I'm pleased for Elizabeth. She's put so much into it.
How are we off for time?
We should be there by about 1:45.
Well, I wonder how the girls are getting on.
Hey, stretch limo and all.
Oh, it's the driver I feel sorry for. Hope they've given him a set of earplugs.
Listen up, girls. I need a bit of advice here.
Oh, don't do it. And if you do, don't tell Tom.
No. The question is, how do you get through to a bloke who won't take a hint?
Oh, what do you have to?
No, I just fancy a sunshine break for my birthday. We haven't had a holiday for ages.
Tom doesn't do holidays.
He does if it includes going round pig farms.
Well, there's your answer then. Find a bunch of pig farms somewhere hot and sunny with a beach.
There's a floor in that somewhere.
Come on, you lot, make some space.
Oh, sorry. Right, that's yours, Nick.
Thanks.
Kirsty and Brenda.
Oh, cheers.
You're very welcome. Okay, right, here's to the condemned party.
Yeah, good luck, Nick.
Cheers, Nick.
Cheers, thanks.
So, what are we talking about?
Getting Tom to go on holiday.
Tom doesn't do holidays.
No. Except with pigs. We've been through that.
Well, have you tried leaving a few travel brochures around the place?
Yep, he just tidies them away to the magazine rack.
Right, okay, you guys, the limo's here, so drink up.
Ooh. Oh, we've only just got them in.
Yeah, but I don't care. We're leaving in 5 minutes. If you're not on board, you're a loser.
Oh, there they are, look. Hiya, guys.
They look tanked up already.
Yeah, they do.
Well, we got some catching up to do, Will. What are you having?
A pint of lager for me.
All right, coming up.
All right, lads. You made it then?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Oh, no worries. What are you drinking, Will?
No, that's okay. I'm getting it.
No, we've got a kitty.
Oh, well, in that case.
Mine's a lager, okay?
Yeah, and mine.
Okay, well, go on over, Will. I'll bring the drinks.
Okay, yeah. Don't mind if I do.
No problem.
So you're sorted for Christmas, Tom?
You've got to be joking, haven't you? I haven't even got Brenda's present yet.
Look, I don't want to worry you, but there's only 2 days left.
I know. Yes, please, barman.
So have you bought anything?
Yeah, I ended up taking a walk around the market.
You cheapskate!
No, not for Brenda's present. You know, a few stocking fillers and some stuff for Henry.
Oh.
Saw my new neighbour there, actually. Ilona's husband. At least, we assume he is. He's just moved in with her.
Oh, yeah?
He was selling T-shirts and phone covers off a stall.
What, trader, is he?
Well, of sorts. It's tacky stuff, most of it, but he seemed a nice enough guy.
Can you introduce yourself?
Yeah, of course. I said they must come round for a drink sometime.
Oh, look, here you go, you're in.
Oh, yeah. That's 8 pints of lager, please. And give us a tray, can you?
I tell you, he's a dead ringer.
Never. Guys.
Yeah.
Who thinks our driver looks like Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig?
Hey, no, I can't see him myself.
Well, you're looking at the back of his head, that's why. Hey, wait till you see his profile.
Driver, can you glance to your left, please?
Don't distract him. No, it was a horrid night. Let him concentrate.
Well, I'd have to see him in his swimming trunks to know if it's Daniel Craig.
Yeah, that's true.
Any chance of another vodka?
Yeah, of course. Pass us your glass.
Where's the guy taking us anyway? I'd have gone on the main road.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, then there was an accident, apparently. Long tail back.
Mm. Oh, well, it's nice and cosy in here.
Yeah.
Is there else apart from bar? And it's a well-stocked bar. Do you want some tonic with this?
Oh, better had, I suppose.
Better had.
How about you, Nick? Spot more gin in there?
Oh, yeah, why not? I'll be married woman soon.
We better have a large one then.
Whoa!
There goes half the gin.
Oh, I don't like the sound of that.
What was it? Something in the road?
Rock, I think.
A silly thing for someone to leave in the road.
Well, Daniel will get it sorted. Hey, let's hear it for Daniel.
Daniel! It's going to get mighty wet, poor guy.
Ooh, Daniel in a wet shirt, eh? This could be getting interesting.
Right, where's the comedian who told them I was getting married?
Chris!
And who had to go and blurt out that I was a gamekeeper?
He's up getting the drinks in.
Ah, he better. He owes me big time. Ritual humiliation, that one.
Yeah, it was funny, though.
That certainly explains a lot. Why you keepers spend so much time in the woods,
well,
eh?
It's nothing to do with fairies, I'll tell you that.
No, come on, Will. You do put out fairy bunting. I've seen it myself.
Fooling, that's called. Nothing to do with fairies. Or teddy bears or picnics.
All right. I still think we should have a quiet word with Nick.
Right, that's it. Have a good laugh.
No, that sounds great. I've now got a whole new perspective on the life of a keeper.
Well, it makes farming seem very tame.
Yeah, all right. She's very funny. But there's people going on from here without the first idea what we do for wildlife management.
Well, maybe so, but they're mighty impressed with what you get up to with badgers.
Any vodka left in that bowl?
There you go.
Oh, thanks.
Excuse me, everyone. I'm going outside to stretch my legs.
Oh, we know where you go.
I wish I was on his network.
I'll find out what he's doing, can you? Is he still underneath the car?
Oh, he'll be drenched, poor guy.
Ooh. What a hero, eh? Oh. Here's to Daniel.
Yay!
We'll have a whip round for him later.
Oh, we'll get out of here. Oh, look, peanuts.
Oh, yay! Food. At last, I'm starving.
It's strangely beautiful out here. It's flaming cold in here. Can you shut the door?
Oh, and shut the
rain stop. The sky is clear.
What's Dan up to?
Oh, I don't know. Can you see his legs?
Oh, is he all right? He hasn't passed out or anything, has he?
I don't think so. Do you think the others will be worrying about us?
No. Are you kidding? They'll be busy pulling blokes by now.
And all we've got is our lovely driver.
In a wet shirt.
Plus, a mini bar of food.
Yay. Not to mention Chris and peanuts.
What else could you want?
Yeah, hurry. So, are we having a great time?
Yes!
Have you got a signal yet, Helen?
No, I'm taking a photo.
What of?
A broken down limo.
Daniel's legs. Whoa. I'm going to put them on the village website.
If I could have your attention for a minute. Thanks. I won't interrupt the meal for long.
Good.
I just wanted to say thanks for coming this evening. I hope you're all enjoying yourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
I also wanted to say thanks for being such good mates. Apart from that charade at the comedy club, obviously. You've supported me through all the ups and downs over the past couple of years, and I just wanted to say how much I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome, mate.
Yeah. As you know, thank you. In a few days' time, I'm going to be marrying the most beautiful woman in Borsetshire. I don't know how I got to be so lucky.
Oh, no, do we?
Well, but I'm glad you're all going to be there to help me celebrate. And I just want you to know that I'm doubly lucky to have such a great bunch of mates. Thanks very much.
Yay!
Well done, mate.
Lifeboat.
How long is it now?
2 hours. Oh. Just over.
over.
Oh, was that too long when you're having fun?
No.
When you're at the best party ever with the best mates in the world.
Yeah. Hang on, guys. The cavalry might be on the way.
What?
We're saved.
Dip your headlights, you
wasp. Oh, I don't Thank want the party you. To end. Let's send them all. Tell them we're okay.
I don't think we're going to get that option.
Why has the world suddenly turned blue?
Anyone want more coffee?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
No, I'm done too.
Well, that was a good night. Thanks a lot, guys.
You're welcome, mate.
Yeah. Although, you do seem horribly sober for a bloke on his stag night.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad about that. I've got to work tomorrow.
And you're back with all your clothes on, too. What is the matter with us? Are we over the hill?
Oh, yeah, I'm afraid so, mate. It's early onset middle age. It goes with having a business, kids, mortgage, all that stuff. Yeah.
Well, let's hope the women are setting a better example.
Oh, yeah, they'll be out there strutting their stuff.
No, I'm not so sure. Is that a car?
I didn't hear anything.
1 o'clock? They'll only just be coming out of the club.
Oh, my God, it's a cop car.
You're joking.
No, I'm not. Huh? Nick? Okay.
There he is, the love of my life.
What's happened? Are you all right?
Very all right, aren't we, girls?
Yeah, we are wonderful. We've just been to the most fabulousest party.
Are you in trouble?
No, not trouble at all. Well,
we hit some rocks, that's all.
We didn't know where they came from.
But they did terminal damage to the axle or something.
We just had a lift home with a rather tasty uniform chauffeur.
After our captain.
Daniel.
So Captain Daniel failed to accomplish his mission.
So he chose to go down with the ship.
Oh, come on, let's all go get some coffee, shall we?
Very good, Daniel. Yeah. Here we go. Let's go on.
Oh, just let it go. Come on.
Yeah, me too.
I could use coffee.
Haven't you got any vodka?
You are drunk.
I want to marry you, Will Grundy. Mm. Do you know that?
Well, it can't come too soon for me.
Ah, hello, love. All finished?
Yep. One dairy scrubbed, disinfected and gleaming.
Ah, well done.
That's very satisfying, actually.
And when are you back in production?
Well, we've been making a batch on Tuesday. I've no idea of the size, though.
Ah, we can worry about that after Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now then, what do you want for lunch?
Oh, is there any of that nice ham left?
Mm, plenty. Shall I cut you some bread?
Thanks, love.
And what are you planning to do this afternoon?
Well, I need to go onto Underwood's website. Choose a wedding present for Nick and Will.
Oh, that'll keep till later, surely.
No, it won't. There'll be nothing left on the list.
Well, I thought you might like to pop into town.
What for? The crowds would be horrendous.
Well, I don't actually mean to do much shopping.
Tony, what are you talking about?
Oh, Kathy rang. She's popping into town herself. She wondered if you fancied going with her.
Oh, that's nice of her.
So, I said you would.
Tony.
There's a friend of hers singing carols in the shopping centre with her choir. Thought you might enjoy it too.
I'm sure I will.
Might help you get into the Christmas spirit.
Oh.
Well, it's been a stressful time with one thing and another. I'd love to see you relax a bit.
Well, that's very sweet of you. So, what time's Kathy coming round?
Straight after lunch, she said.
Oh, in that case, I'd better get a move on. Oh, too late.
Come on in, Kathy.
It's actually me. Is that okay?
Oh, hello, David.
I come bearing gifts. Happy Christmas, both.
Afternoon, Helen. Off for a stroll?
We're going to get some fresh air, aren't we, Henry? See if we can clear our heads.
Ah.
No, that's not fair. It's not Henry. It's silly Mummy who's feeling a touch fragile.
I thought it was unusual. Sunglasses in December.
Yes.
So you all had a good time at Nick's hen night then?
Yeah, it was great. If a touch bizarre.
Oh, really?
Well, it's the first time I've been to a party in the back of a stretch limo.
Are you serious?
Honestly. Our driver managed to hit a rock on the way to Borchester and did some terminal damage under the limo.
Oh, dear.
And there was no mobile signal, of course, and when he went away to phone, his company kept promising to help.
But no one showed up.
Yeah, well, it is Christmas. We were meant to meet the others in town, but we never made it.
Oh, what a shame.
No, we managed to make the best of it in the best British traditions.
Good for you.
Well, eats were in short supply, but there was loads of booze on board, hence my rather fragile state.
It all sounds fun, in an offbeat sort of way.
Well, none of us is going to forget Nick's hen night in a hurry, I can tell you that.
Hello, Cathy.
Oh, hi, Pat. Helen was just telling me about last night.
Yes, and did she tell you they were brought home by the police?
What? Yeah, someone reported us, apparently. One of the cars that passed us by.
And they felt sorry for you?
Oh, not sure about that. What they didn't want was five drunken women loose in the British countryside all night.
Well, you managed to enjoy yourselves anyway.
Yeah, we did.
And how did the boys get on?
Oh, they had a good night, I gather. Fairly sober.
Oh, good thing someone did.
Yeah, Tom didn't have a great deal of sympathy for me this morning.
So what did they do?
Oh, you know, boring stuff, like having a curry and going to a club. Nothing groundbreaking like us girls.
Hey, I can see a business opportunity here. How about marketing the idea?
Ooh, limo parties. Yeah, I like the sound of that.
Could be the next big thing.
Small and intimate gatherings, very good for bonding.
Anyway, we'd better head for town, hadn't we, Cathy?
Definitely.
Well, good luck. I'm not sure I could face those crowds today.
You enjoy your walk.
Seems bizarre to be dreaming up ways to protect badgers when they seem to be doing their level best to put us out of business.
Your slurry pit?
We had the engineer out again this week. See about making a temporary repair.
Well, can he do that?
Well, you know, as usual, nothing straightforward. He agrees with me that there's been more badger activity.
Oh, that's a blow.
Yeah, well, that's not the worst of it. He reckons if he tries to repair it, they're just as likely to wreck it again.
So what are you supposed to do?
Well, hang on, that's not all. Even if he does do the work, it could be seen as interfering with badger sets.
Oh, how ridiculous.
Isn't it? But as Clem pointed out, he's, you know, got his business to think of. He can't afford to end up in court.
So, what happens now?
Well, we'll have to see what the Environment Agency say. They're supposed to be coming back in the new year.
What about the slurry leak?
Well, we'll just have to keep hauling the stuff out and spreading it where we can.
Well, let's hope we don't get too many heavy rains then.
Oh. Don't. That's the nightmare scenario. Mm. One flash flood and we could have a serious pollution problem on our hands.
Poor old you. Great start to Christmas.
Isn't it just?
Do you want any more coffee?
No, it's fine. Now, I'd better think about delivering the rest of this beef, actually.
Right. Well, thanks for dropping it in.
No problem. Anyway, how are things with you? Are you managing to, you know, get things back on track?
Not really. Tom and Helen are optimistic, with the new branding next month.
New year, new start?
Mm-hmm, something like that.
Well, I have to say there was a fair bit of optimism at the NFU lunch on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
As you know, prices haven't been too bad. There's even a bit more on milk, I'm glad to say.
Well, the organic premium's still not up to much.
No, but taken all round, I think we can be reasonably hopeful for the future.
I hope you're right.
That's the global view, anyway. Yeah. Back home, things don't look quite so rosy.
Yeah, same here.
We're going to have to up our game, that's for sure. Especially on the dairy side.
Ah, you'll come through it.
I hope so.
Oh, I can't imagine Brookfield without a dairy herd. That really would shake my faith in the future.
Yeah. Well, we'll certainly stay in milk if Josh has his way.
Oh, good for Josh.
School's finished, so I'm hoping for a bit more help with the milking.
Oh, he'll be up for that, won't he?
Oh, yeah, but he'll want the pocket money.
Well, yes, of course.
And, of course, he'll want a special rate because it's Christmas.
What do you think of this, Cathy?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Very striking.
It is, isn't it? And I love the colour.
You don't think it's a touch young for him?
Yeah.
No, sorry, it's not for me to say. You're the one who knows him.
It's for Tom, not Tony.
Well, see. Well, I think Tom will look great in it.
So do I. And I'll be glad to get him a little extra something. He's been working so hard.
I'm sure.
All right, I'll get it then. And then we'd better go and track down the choir.
They're singing in Market Square by the tree.
Oh, lovely.
But we've just got time for a coffee first, if you like.
Perfect.
Oh, hi, Helen. Can you get the door, please?
Hang on a tick.
Oh, thanks. It's a bit awkward.
What a fantastic tree.
It's great, isn't it?
You okay with it?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Let's put it down for a sec. There.
How about that?
Oh, it's magnificent, Dad. Where did it come from?
Oh, that chap in Little Croxley. He's only growing them in a small way. About half an acre.
It's a perfect shape.
Yeah, I thought so. I'll get it set up in the sitting room.
Oh, Henry's going to be so thrilled when he wakes up. Maybe I'll get the tree decorations out.
Well, Christmas Eve, that's supposed to be.
Oh, can't we do it tonight? Can't wait to see his little face. Oh,
yes, yes, of course you can, if you want to. But maybe we ought to let Tom and Brenda know.
Yes, yes, you're right. They wouldn't want to miss it. It's like the start of Christmas.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give them a call. Perhaps they'll be able to come over.
Oh, great. Now, if you could get the other door, please.
Of course.
I'll get it set up.
When I think back to this time last year, I've got so much to be thankful for.
You're thinking of Jamie.
Yeah. I mean, I was at my wit's end. Could see it all going wrong, but I didn't have a clue what to do.
Well, you got through it. That's the main thing.
Yeah, thank goodness. I'm not saying we don't have our ups and downs, but it's so much better.
Well, Kathy, I'm so glad.
And Natalie? Well, you know how good she is for him.
Will you be seeing her over Christmas?
Hmm. It's really worked out well. She's coming over to be with us late on Christmas afternoon, and then the two of them are spending Boxing Day with her parents.
Oh, that's great.
I know. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, this is lovely, Kathy. At last, I'm starting to feel a bit Christmassy.
Come on. You must have got in the spirit at the Christmas market.
Sorry?
Last Sunday, you went to Birmingham for the Christmas market.
Oh, of course we did. Do you know, it's been such a busy week, I'd almost forgotten.
It's great, isn't it? Jamie and I went a couple of years back.
Yes, it's very good.
They do some lovely speciality foods. Oh, I'm surprised Susan didn't go there for this party of hers.
Oh, not Susan.
No, you're right. She'll want to do it all herself.
It's a matter of pride.
Absolutely.
She's got all kinds of exotic things planned.
She does put a lot into it.
Yes, well, I'm sure it'll be a great success if she can just relax and let her family be themselves.
Yeah, poor Susan.
She's scared they'll let her down. Oh, by the way, you'll be getting an invitation to my 60th any day now.
You're having a party? Great.
Yeah, but it's not going to be at Bridge Farm.
Oh?
Lillian and Matt are kindly putting it on for me at the Dower House.
Wow.
Seems incredibly old to me. But as Tony says, new decade, fresh start.
Quite right.
Now then, we'll hear the choir and then I guess it's time to go home.
Right, let's put the big star at the very top, shall we? There. That's nice, isn't it?
Lovely.
There it is, see, Henry? Right up there. It's going to shine down on us all through Christmas. Oh, hi, Mum.
Hello.
Hello, love. Thought I heard you come in.
Look at you all.
Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was lovely, thanks. Nearly as Christmassy as you lot in here.
I just couldn't wait to show Henry how the tree will look.
Perfect. Well, what about Tom and Brenda, though?
They're coming over in a few minutes. Oh, there's good. No way they were going to miss it.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, what can I do?
Nothing. I'll make us a cuppa in a minute.
No, you won't. I'll open the wine. That's what we usually do.
Yeah, true.
Could you just talk to Henry while I do, Mum?
Of course I can. Isn't that a lovely tree, Henry?
Red, yeah. Okay for everyone?
Yes, fine.
Thanks, love.
I won't be having any this time.
She's still feeling the effects, I think.
I'm not surprised.
Here, love. We can put those on the tree with everything else, don't you think?
What? Oh, the little angels.
Yes, found them in my coat pocket. I'd forgotten all about them. But I think they should be on the tree.
With the one John made. And all the other memories.
Yeah, that's right.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks, love.
Oh, those are pretty.
Oh, they are, aren't they? We bought them at the Christmas market.
What do you think of them, Henry? Hang one on the tree. See what it looks like?
Bit of a break with tradition, eh, Dad?
Which one shall we choose?
Not doing this on Christmas Eve?
A little
bit. You don't mind.
No, no, right. Of course I don't mind.
There we go.
There. Everything has to move on.
There. Isn't that beautiful, Henry? Yes. Beautiful.